We are speaking with Chris Collins Pisano, who is, among other things, Sir Lancelot and the French Taunter and Tim the Enchanter, a myriad of roles in the most marvelous comical evening you'll ever have at the theater. It's Monty Python, and it is the Spamalot. Oh, good morning, and how are you today?
Ah, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I had the most wonderful time. You know what's a beautiful experience about going to an open night of a show you love is going home and writing the review. I get to relive all the moments just an hour later, and my review is up. I try to get my review up the same night. That's one of the things. So if they're going to quote me in any newspapers, they'll have it direct and have it right away. It was a great opening night, even with the little flaw that happened with the night, in a little fight scene. It was hysterical. You know, it's an amazing thing. When I was doing, I was just telling somebody, when I was an actor many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we were doing a play where we had two scenes, one in Act One, one in Act Two, where all the same characters, this is Once Upon a Mattress, were with the king.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was the king, and the king can't talk. So in order to ad lib and get back on track, I had to do it all in pantomime. I probably lost 3 pounds doing it, running around. But
yeah.
I got it. I got us back. But so it's always a fun experience, not just for the audience, but for the actors. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, I was watching his face, King Arthur's face, Major Attaway.
Oh, yeah.
He came close to breaking up, but he held back and he did a great job.
And the beauty
of doing anything with Monty Python stuff is you can do that. Everything in that show is just one thing after another.
Yeah.
And it's got to feel great every time you get up there because you know you got an audience who's going to love you. And if they didn't know Monty Python, if they didn't understand, it doesn't matter. They're still going to get it after a while. And they were in it last night with no ifs, ands, or buts. It was just
great. Oh, my God.
Great.
I know. It was an amazing audience last night. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. What I did in my review is the first part of it is I explained who Monty Python, what the group was and what they were.
Good.
Because a lot of young people don't know Monty Python.
I know.
And how did you get into this? I mean, you're doing this on the road. How long have you been on the road with this now?
Let's see. We started rehearsing in New York around Halloween, and then we were teching in Cleveland at one of their beautiful theaters for a couple weeks around Thanksgiving. And then I believe December 1st, we opened in Cleveland, and we've been chugging along ever since. But, I mean, I've been... There's a number of us in the cast that have been big, big Monty Python fans for years. I mean, I got into the comedy group when I was in middle school, I believe. And I have DVDs that I still watch of the seasons and of personal favorites from the cast members and interviews with them. And then, you know, the movies as well. I mean, I was running around. One of the funniest parts about doing this show on the road is getting paid to quote the things that you're already running around quoting when you're 12.
That's right.
It's a pretty cool job.
You know, it's something, the people who were into it, this is like going back in the 60s, and I was already out of school and out of the military and doing all the things you do and had, you know, a year away from having a kid and my first child. And, you know, I still watched every time when it came on. I was glued to the TV. Eric Idle. I mean, these were just funny people. And
The funniest.
In England, the English humor is a little different. And I think that's one of the, we had a friend that was there last night who came over because originally she wasn't going to go. She subscribes to Broadway in Chicago. She said, well, this one I don't want to see. And I said, if you don't see it, you're going to be missing the comedy of your life. I have seen it at that point 15 times. I said, and I'm going again. And what I've always said to people is when you see a show, no matter how many times you've seen it, a different director, different choreography, different cast members, it's live. Anything can happen like it did last night. You know, and your little scene when you're sliding back around your French thing, the French scene that you do, all these things you do are just so much fun to watch you. How many, the running around that goes on backstage has got to be unbelievable. People just running, changing wigs, changing costumes.
I know. I really wish that we had a little camera that could show all the crazy stuff that goes back there. Because a lot of the time, I think it might be even crazier than what's happening on stage.
Yeah. You know, that might be something that somebody should consider is videoing all the stuff that's happening to make this show happen. And letting young actors who are thinking, well, you just have to stand there, right? Find out that it ain't that easy.
No way. It takes a village, man. It takes a whole village. We have an incredible crew.
And one of the things I said is if you didn't have an ensemble this powerful, this show can't work. Every single thing they do has something to do. I mean, the little rabbit, it's such a cute little bit. And the person, the guy sitting behind me said, why did they have that? And then he started laughing. I said, that's why they have it. These are sight gags, and there's every little thing that, and there's so many things that every time you see Spamalot, you find something else. There's something you didn't get because it happens so fast. And when you're laughing, sometimes you miss the next thing.
Right, exactly. There's too many jokes. That's why it's good to see it more than once.
You're definitely
missing jokes while you're laughing.
Yeah, it is the most remarkable, comical evening. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever's been bothering you, if you go see this show, it's gone. You're not going to walk out. The only song you're going to ever walk out humming is Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. That one you will. But it's very seldom that you are walking out and you hear somebody singing, I'm not dead yet. They're not going to be humming that one. But it's a delightful show. Where do you go from Chicago?
Let's see. I think we're in New Orleans next. We'll do New Orleans and then St. Paul are our next two stops.
Okay. And then is this an extended? Are you going, you know how much longer you're going to be on tour?
Oh, man. Yeah. I think we just in the last couple of weeks hit halfway.
Oh, okay.
So we're only like halfway. We're still trucking. We got, Chicago, St. Paul, and then we're going to be kind of splitting up our weeks for a bit, hitting a few more cities. And then, we're like, what's that quote from Jersey Boys? We're like that bunny on TV. We just keep going
the Ever Ready bunny. Okay, so it's a great deal. So for people to, if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, go see it again because this is something great. And it's only till the 31st of May, so you got to, it's May, the merry month of May. And you go to CBIC Theater, which is at 18 West Monroe. It's the smallest of the Broadway and Chicago musical theaters. It's the intimate. It was the old Schubert Theater that was back when I was a kid. That was the one you waited in line to go to. That was where all the big shows were. And it's a comfortable spot. And the beauty of this show is the intimacy of it, because it is a smaller theater that I was in row E, which is five rows, A, B, C, D. I was in the fifth row, and I really loved seeing everybody's faces and seeing how everything, every little movement. I'm pretty intense at watching it, and it's just an amazing thing. And if you go to BroadwayInChicago.com, or you can go to any of their box offices. That's the beauty of Broadway in Chicago. If you happen to be downtown and you're near the Niederlander, you can go to their box office and buy the tickets for the other shows. So you have that right. You have that beauty of doing that. My review is up at AroundTheTownChicago.com. We'll talk about it. This will be played on my show on Sunday. And We will make sure you get a copy of everything, and I will get to bring you your coffee mug. I didn't bring it with last night because I usually don't do it until after I've interviewed you, and just happened. Right. So now we can say, okay, it's kosher. I didn't want to do it, play little games, but it is it's just so much fun to watch all of you, but you in particular. Thank you. Once I knew I was who I was talking with, and my wife said right away, "Who are you speaking with? Who are you interviewing?" And I pointed I pointed you out, and she said, "He's funny." I said, "Yeah, he is. He is." And you guys all had such a great time. And it looks like your background is like doing Forbidden Broadway and doing satire and comedy. It seems like that's your background. You like doing that.
I love it. That is one of the great greatest perks. Perks doesn't even feel like the right word. Honors of doing the show is to get to do this material and do your favorite kind of comedy. I love comedy, but this style is one of my favorites, to get to play multiple characters, to get the permission to make different things up every night with your friend, with your cast, and try and surprise King Arthur as the Knight of Knee. It's the best. It's such a treat. It really is.
And you do it well, my friend. You do it well. Monty Python guys would be very proud to watch what you guys are all doing.
Oh, I appreciate
and
that.
Chicago, don't miss it. Don't miss Monty Python's Spamalot at the CIBC Theater. It is here till the end of May. And thank you so much for joining us today. And have a good rest. Keep breaking your leg, okay?
Thank you. I will. Right. I will. I'll keep breaking them and breaking them. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.